There will be changes at Sechelt Hospital's emergency department starting in November, as Vancouver Coastal Health, VCH, works on an interior renovation of the waiting, registration and streaming areas to provide a more efficient and functional space for patients and clinicians. In an October 23 email to Coast reporter VCH did not provide an exact start date, but stated that the work is expected to be complete before the end of winter. In a report shared with the Sunshine Coast Regional Hospital District Board, SCRHD, at its October 19 meeting, Chair Silas White noted he had been advised that while that work is going on, a mobile emergency unit will be brought in to house temporarily displaced services. He said that he has requested VCH provide more communication with the community about what's happening at that facility while the project proceeds. In its email, VCH indicated, during construction, plans are in place to ensure the least amount of disruption for patients and staff in the emergency department. Increase sought for 2024 regional hospital tax levy. A rise of about 2% over the region's 2023 hospital levy marks the first indication of 2024 Coast property tax changes. The rate adjustment will depend on the values in next year's property assessments and will be finalized before March 31, for the Sunshine Coast Regional District's 2024 budget. At the October 19 meeting, a staff report estimated the 2024 hospital levy at $6.78 per $100,000 of assessed property value, up from $6.63 in 2023. The new value was included in the function's provisional 2024 budget, which the board endorsed. That document, based on a cost-share request from VCH, showed next year's spending at $2.46 million. Over $1.8 million of that amount would be allocated to minor and capital equipment requests. The remainder is to cover administration costs, a $3,500 Sechelt Hospital auxiliary grant and interest on long-term debt. Included in next year's plans will be domestic hot water piping replacements for the south wing of the Sechelt Hospital, which includes operating rooms, the lab, medical records, administration, renal dialysis, pharmacy, kitchen, laundry, and inpatient psych unit. It will also have impacts for the adjacent Totem Lodge. This is part of a project that started in 2021 with the replacement of 30-year-old heat exchangers. This stage of the work will cost $260,000, with the region providing 40%, $104,000, to be taken from a SCRHD reserve that has about $1.6 million available. In discussion, Area E Director Donna McMahon encouraged VCH representatives to look for other initiatives to conserve water at that facility, which she stated has been identified as one of the highest users of regional district supplied water.